is Rebecca Jernigan, your tour guide into discoveries, coming to you live simulcast from the heart of America to around the globe via the World Wide Web, terrestrial radio, satellite, and podcast. Let's journey together into the realms of the unknown to the known in search of enlightenment, knowledge, and truth. All right. Welcome to each and every one of you to the show. Now, today's show is a really heartfelt show, and my guest is Brian McClure, and we're going to be talking about the universal flag. It's not what you think it is, so more on Brian in a moment. And a special thanks goes out to the Journeys with Rebecca Radio Network and all of my great affiliates. Please check them out and more at my website, JourneysWithRebecca.com. And, of course, while you're there, you can check out all the latest news under Journeys News and, of course, the archives. Lots of news and excitement there. And while you're at the website, sign up for the free and totally confidential Journeys with Rebecca newsletter. It's going to keep you informed. Okay, again, my guest today is Brian McClure. And, you know, the universal flag was created as a symbol of our inner connection and oneness with all. It is a signpost to help us remember the truth of who we are. By consciously remembering this truth, we can begin to eliminate fear and the violence that exists, make our world peaceful and harmonious place for all generations. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Prepare yourself for a journey of discovery and the answers that you've been looking for. With the Universal Learning Series, a set of principles for discovering your true self. Explore your past, your present, and your future. Read Your Never-Ending Life, Book 1 of the Universal Learning Series by author Sandy Andrew. Go to universallearningseries.com.
Check out Rebecca's website for the latest Journeys news and more. Log on to www.journeyswithrebecca.com.
All right. Thanks for staying tuned with us today. And as I had explained to you guys earlier, we have a really special guest today. He's got a very unique, a unique path, if you will, of information he's going to be sharing with us. His name is Brian McClure, and if you missed that website in the beginning opening, it's universalflag.org. I recommend you going there and looking at this while we're talking with Brian about this today. It's really going to be phenomenal information. So welcome to the show, Brian.
Thank you.
You know, this is just absolutely awesome. When I received the information about it, of course, I went in and I looked at all this. And I absolutely, I call them the good willies. You know, when you get that energy burst that flies in there and you just, it kind of makes you tingly all over. It's my way or spirit's way or God's way or creator's way, whatever you want to say, of letting me know that this resonates strongly with me. So I think what I'd like to do is kind of turn this over a little bit, if I will, Brian, and let's talk about what the universal flag is and then kind of how this all came about for you, because I think the process alone is pretty enlightening.
Well, let's start with what the universal flag symbol represents, what it means, what it is.
That's great.
You know, the symbol, first of all, is not my symbol. It is your symbol. It's everyone's symbol. It's all of our symbols. And the symbol was created through you and through our universal energy in order to expand the awareness of who we are. The colors are colors of the chakra system. They're vibrations of energy that are common to all of us. And the waves in the symbol represent the ups and downs of daily life. And really, as we know, those ups and downs are illusions, because on the other side of the veil, there is nothing but unconditional love. But on the earth plane, you know, we have that perception that our lives are, you know, good or bad or however we're feeling, the
right
illusion of the ups and downs. The encompasses the symbol represents our highest teaching on the earth plane, which is to treat one another as we want to be treated. The white, which surrounds the flag, you know, represents the purity which we are, the purity from which we come. And by displaying the symbol, we represent the truth of who we are. We are one with all. We are divine presence. We are truth. We are eternal. And we are interdependent on all. And those simple truths resonate deep within all of us. The opportunity to spread truth, therefore, rests with us. And so, the universal flag and symbol represents everyone and everything. And as such, it is the first symbol in the history of our world that is inclusive of, rather than exclusive to, one group, race, religion, culture, creed, border. And so it represents nothing that gives the illusion of separation. And when you really take a look at it, you know, symbology has been around since the beginning of time. However, all of the symbols that we have represent some form of separation. And that's one of the illusions that we've lived under. It's the reasons that we've had, you know, wars and you know, dictatorships and all of a lot of the ills in our world, because we believe things are, by some manifest destiny, ours. So, that gives us an idea about what the symbol and flag is. Now, how did it come, you know, how did it come through me? And that really is a process of probably what I call my trip into consciousness, or trip back into remembering.
I like the way that's worded.
I've been writing a book called A Call to Consciousness, because we all have that call to consciousness. But mine was kind of like a trip into consciousness.
Okay.
And, you know, I had read a book by Daniel Quinn, Ishmael, back in the mid-90s.
Oh, wow, I remember that.
And the book resonated deep within my being, but at the same time, you know, I was really bothered by the prospects that the book laid out. You know, it really stirred something within me. And, you know, later on that year, July 4th, I was driving to a party, and I couldn't help notice all of the flags, you know, our U.S. flags, which, of course, is, you know, a wonderful symbol. But you know, in, put together with that book, in that context, it allowed me the awareness to know that we were so much greater than just the borders that this flag, this symbol, represented. And so it was at that point that I thought, you know what, I'm going to go out and purchase the universal flag. I'm going to find something that represents something so much greater, so I can at least fly a symbol that is an expansion of awareness. And to my shock, in the next week, I couldn't find a universal flag anywhere. And, you know, then I was kind of angry that all of the great masters who had come back to this earth plane and no one had created a universal flag, how could that be? Knowing that we needed one, knowing that it wasn't there, I did the same thing that most of us would do. I thought, well, that's really too bad. I'll have to wait till that gets created, and I'll purchase it. So, you know, I kind of let it go. And from time to time, I'd get that whisper, Brian, create the universal flag. And I really didn't pay much attention. I mean, my life was perfect. I, you know, owned some commercial companies and, you know, I was living a present life. You know, I was living in the present moment and, you know, very proactive with my kids and with all of the coaching and the things that I did. But I really didn't think that I was the person to create a flag. And spirit or source or energy, God, whatever you want to call it, started waking me up at 3 a.m. And I would wake up in a sweat. And the only words just resonating in my entire body are, create the universal flag. At which point I was able to start the reverse dialogue saying, what are you waking me up for? You know what? You're waking up a million other souls, and they're all more qualified than I am. You know, why don't you contact Oprah or Wayne Dyer?
Oh, I love your dialogues. It sounds a lot like mine. I love it. That's great.
And, you know, what I didn't realize is that spirit didn't operate that way. And so this went on for 3 years, actually.
Oh, my goodness.
Where I continued to just live. And all of a sudden, you know, it was 6 years ago today, 9/11 hit.
Wow.
And it was a few days after 9/11, probably the 13th or 14th, that I went to my dentist's office to have my teeth cleaned, and the hygienist is working on my teeth. And she asked me what I thought about, you know, the Taliban. And being a wise soul, I asked her what she thought about the Taliban. She told me that we needed to go to Afghanistan and bomb everyone, kill everyone in the country, and make sure that we wipe them out.
Ooh.
And it was at that point that I simply said, well, certainly, you understand that those bombers are part of us. They're in heaven, too. I mean, come on, if you and I were born in the Al-Qaeda, if we lived in the Taliban our entire lives, what other belief systems could we possibly have had? We would have been the first ones volunteering to fly those jets into that building.
True.
Well, that started a entire outrage in my dentist's office.
And, yeah.
And I'm sitting there thinking, whoa, I'm taking my life in my hands. And, you know, three people came in.
Yeah.
They started arguing with me. They started yelling at me. My dentist came in and told me that, you know, his family had just kidnapped him for 4 days. And, you know, I don't know what they did to him. They were concerned he was going to go to hell. So, you know, at that point, I just absolved him from all of his sins, told him there were no sins, and he's going to heaven. He's part of God. He is God. He thanked me, and everyone else got madder. And
oh,
that was
goodness.
My initial trip where I said, okay, no one has created the symbol. Our world won't change through bombing and through any of the things that we've done forever. We'll still get the same results. God,
History has repeated itself over and over and over and over again, yes.
Absolutely. So I decided that, you know, okay, I'm going to do the universal flag. And so I did it with this pre-qualifier. Because, of course, I still didn't want my life to change. I told Spirit, fine, I'll do the flag. And, you know, it came to me, it's got to be this, and it has to be that. And the words came, the symbol came together, everything's done. But I didn't want my name associated with it at all. And so I went out and had it done, and I got a website set up, and I kind of laughed and said, there you go, Spirit. There's your universal flag. And, you know, take it from there, you know, have someone, you know, buy it, purchase it, do whatever they want to do, and I continue to go on living my life. And I thought that I had fulfilled everything that I came back to do. I'm glad you're laughing.
Yeah,
because I can laugh today.
Yeah, you weren't at the moment. Oh, honey, I'm watching those shoes.
Well, I didn't realize that, you know, Spirit comes whispering, knocking on your door, pounding. You don't do what you're being asked to remember, the baseball bat comes out.
Mm-hmm.
And over the next 9 months, and this is probably a year later, I go through literal hell having three of the great loves of my life, different people, you know, my kids, everything. All of these things happen that are so strange that they just, these people are exited out of my life. Two of the sets for a 3-4-5 month period to a year or two, and another one, you know, gone forever. Not through death, just deciding that I, you know, not the person that they're supposed to be with.
Oh, my.
And all of this stuff happened, and others may have seen that as some events that took place, and I realized there was no coincidence in any of this. And so the third thing happened, and now I'm all alone because no one is back yet, you know, that's walking out. And I lay down in my bed, and I have paper and a pen, and I, you know, telepathically just say, okay, God, you've asked me to write for years, and I've told you I don't have time to write. I don't want to write. But you know what? You have my attention. If you have anything to say, say it now. For 2 years, I never stopped writing.
Wow.
I wrote 10 children's books. I wrote all about the flag. I wrote thoughts and poems and things that I recognized I was described, just like I was creating the universal flag for, you know, allowing it to manifest through me. I simply got back to a place of consciousness to listen to our universal energy, our thoughts, our deepest desires, and I connected into that. And a couple years into it, I realized, oh my gosh, I guess that I have to change my life. And I stopped resisting, and I opened up to going out and introducing the flag to our world. And to date, the flag is in 64 countries, and it's expanding in each new day. Not because of me, but because, you know, the symbol is spreading because of all the people who recognize that it is their symbol, our symbol. And by them displaying their symbol of oneness, of interdependence, it simply allows others to know who they are. You know, they wear a pin, they wear a shirt, they fly a flag. It gives recognition to others, and it allows for them to start reminding others of who they are, because so many people are so curious. Hey, what's that pin? What's that pin? What does that stand for? And it allows for the dialogue to open up. And so it's expanded in a way that right now is small, but in the very near future, it will be expanding beyond everyone's wildest imagination. This will be a symbol that really ties everything together. It honors all other flags and symbols that there are in the world. It's replacing nothing, but it is giving the ability to expand beyond everyone's most open opinion of everyone and everything.
Well, there's a lot of things as you were sitting there talking that obviously I can relate to on my own level, you know, my own experiences. But there's many things, there's many layers to everything that you've just said. I mean, many multitude of layers. It's just phenomenal. One of the things that I want to get in with you, because I really want to let's really educate those out there that are listening, and certainly not in at the expense that I think that people don't have the knowledge, but it's for those who may be tuning in for the first time, maybe not understanding the whole concept. I'd really like to get into all of the real intricate meanings of the layers or the levels or the colors, if you will, of the flag and the gold and the white. I had a very similar experience, not about a flag, mind you, but that round symbol representing who we are, our world, our known thought processes, if you will. And beyond that was everything else. So it was like they were trying to explain to me something in the same way that you've put into this flag in a very physical, visible way. And so there's very deep meanings with all of this, and I'd really like to share with our listeners when we come back, you know, even some deeper levels of what this flag represents. And also, they gave me some information about the true nature of its just being. So I'd like to share that with you. So you guys, stay with us. We're going to be right back with Brian McClure and the Universal Flag. So don't go away.
Journeys with Rebecca is sponsored by Fate Magazine, providing true accounts of the strange and unknown for over 58 years. To receive your free copy of Fate Magazine, call 800-728-2730 or log on to fatemag.com.
Hi there, this is Rebecca Jernigan.
You know, I've had many requests for private readings for those of you who listen to my show, Journeys with Rebecca. So, as a way of showing my appreciation to all of the requests, I'm offering, for a limited time, a special price on my readings. Now, $50 off the regular fee. I only have a few openings for October, so call or email now to get your date and time for your own personal confidential reading. 888-958-2768 or email me, Rebecca@journeyswithrebecca.com.
Email Rebecca with your comments to mailbag@journeyswithrebecca.com. You're listening to Journeys with Rebecca.
All right. Thanks for staying with us. And for those of you who are just now tuning in, we're speaking today with Brian McClure, and we're talking about the Universal Flag. And that website is www.universalflag.org. You know, Brian, I mentioned in the first part of the show that I really wanted to talk about the symbology of it. As you were talking, I have your website up, and I was looking at it. And, of course, the flag itself is kind of a rectangular flag, and it is on white cloth, and then the symbol sits in the middle of this flag. And I told you while you were having, you know, while you were explaining, you know, the whole symbol and what it means, I was getting some dialogue in my own mind, and I wanted to share that. One of them is that this universal flag kind of supersedes, if you will, everything else. It's what allows us to not separate ourselves, whether we be, you know, Canadian or British or American or Japanese or whatever the case may be. It stands for no religion. It stands for no ethnic group. It stands for no country. It stands for everything, that we are here on the earth plane, which is very different. It is almost the opposite of, if you will, of everything else. And you've probably heard the term New World Order. Well, you know, it has, and it will have, as I've been explained to, its own flag. So it is the thing that is the truth against that which it is not. So there's that duality thing. But the universal flag in and of itself is the truth. Does that make sense how I said that?
Yes, it does. You know, it's interesting. The universal flag, when indigenous people have seen the flag, they've immediately gone back to the Hopi prediction of the symbol that would be created, you know, around this time, which would change our world, which would become a world symbol. They called it the rainbow flag. Now, I had no knowledge of that until I met with indigenous people a few years ago, and they were, you know, looking. I mean, they just recognized the symbol immediately from their passed down. You know, it was from the leaders of a number of tribes of indigenous people, and they are all over the world. I mean, it has amazed me, actually. I've had quantum physicists come up and start telling me about the meaning of the universal flag from a number standpoint. You know, the only thing that I've ever done is smile and tell everyone, well, I'm sure that that makes sense because I didn't create the symbol, you know, spirit, God, Buddha, you know, source energy did. I simply allowed it to be what was supposed to be manifest. And so there are some very deep meanings. I don't carry those deep meanings. I just recognize it for what it is. And the one thing that I've noticed is that the symbol is hard for people not to look at. It's hard for them not to connect to. And I recognize that's because it ties into, you know, when we say the chakra system, you know, that's the seven energy systems of our body.
The seven major, yes.
Yeah, from the root chakra at the base, you know, to the crown chakra at the top of our head. You know, it allows for our energy as beings, and you know, that is not different than any of the other energy that's on the planet, whether we're a human being or whether you know, you exist as a tree or grass or, you know, everything is made up of the same energy.
Yes.
You know, we are electrons, neutrons, protons, and much smaller levels than that. And the one thing that maybe most people have never felt or experienced, and you need to feel this to know this, is that you know, what happens somewhere else in the world is not separate from what the creations are in our world right here. And so when we have genocide going on in Darfur, when we have 2 million people displaced in Darfur right now out into the desert, when we have lack of water and a lack of food that gets to those people and billions of others at the same time, it affects us. It affects everything because everything is tied together as one unseen band of energy. And so every thought that we have, everything that we do, creates not only our world and our small community or house or town, but it also creates worldwide. And, you know, that's another illusion that we have, that we are separate and that we don't make a difference. Absolutely and literally everyone and everything does make a difference.
And it does. Everything that we do every day, every single action that we take does make a difference.
Absolutely.
And it's a simple thing like, what am I going to wear today? And it's the mental process as well as the thought processes of what that energy consists of. So in other words, I could go to my closet and I can say, well, if I was a vain person, I'd say, well, I want something that's just really going to make me look striking. It's going to do this. It's going to do that. Make heads turn. In other words, I'm kind of looking outside of myself to choose my clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Or I can go to my closet and I say, what makes me feel comfortable today? What kind of a mood am I in? What do I want to reflect? So you see, something that simple, it's also about how are we directing that? What comes out of that?
And beyond that, there's another secret that most people, you know, the real secret.
Yeah, the real one.
We're one with all.
Yeah.
Well, another secret that people just don't see because it's right in front of them. There's only one purpose that everyone and everything is here, just one, and that is to be of service to another, of service to others. So when you get down to it, as strange as it may sound for some people, you know, the desk that you're sitting in front of or your table or wherever that is, the chair that you're sitting in, is energy, comprised of the same energy that we are. And it has come to be of service. That energy, in just a short time, you know, an average lifetime is only 28,489 days. And you know, we have quickly fleeting days to experience in this great place that we're at. And the material things that we have, well, they have a limited time too. Just thousands of days. It isn't millions of years. It isn't forever. Everything that there is or ever will be on this planet comes and goes.
Correct.
In a form of energy that simply recirculates.
Right.
And so everything is here, and it creates the opportunity to be of service. So the food that we have that we'll eat for lunch or dinner or breakfast, you know, those are all parts of the energy that allow us to maintain and sustain the energy that we have on this planet. It's in service to us.
And that's very true. So let's get back to the symbol itself in the fact that it is in the form of the rainbow colors, which is also associated with the chakras. And let's take that thought rainbow for just a minute. How many people out there that are listening, yourself included, haven't just stopped to admire and be in awe whenever they witness a rainbow?
Well, that's hard not to.
It sincerely, is it not? I mean, you just stop and you go, look at that beautiful rainbow. I mean, people will stop their day to admire. Even the busiest of people will stop for that, just that momentary moment, and admire that rainbow.
Absolutely.
So that tells you something right there about the symbol in of itself because of the colors in it. Because that rainbow that's up in the sky that's created is us. So next time you are looking at a rainbow, the idea may be to honor yourself as you're doing that, because it's all part of the same. That recognition of the beauty that we all are and the perfection that we all are, even if we can't see it.
Absolutely.
Even if we can't see it. You know, that kind of goes back to what you're saying, why me? I'm just me.
And,
yeah.
And that's what a lot of us say.
Yes.
You know, I found myself saying that a lot. I didn't want to be the keeper of any type of information. I didn't want to be the developer of information. Because we find ourselves saying, you know, I'm really not qualified. I'm really not worthy. Why would you pick me? Because we know all of the flaws that we've walked into this life with. And, you know, to be on this planet means that we've come back with things to work on. We've come back with flaws. And, yes, we're not perfect, you know, but I do recognize one thing. When you take away the right and the wrong, the good and the bad, we have created a number of the events, all the events that have taken, that will take place in our life and in our world. We recognize them. They are simply opportunities for us to fall back into remembering who we are. And once we remember, that's when our whole lives change. And we stop saying, why me? And we start saying, okay, you know what? I'm going to listen, because if not me, then who? I say to a lot of people, wear the universal flag symbol, spread the universal flag symbol to everyone you know, to everyone that you don't know. Do it for your children, for your children's children, and for your grandchildren's grandchildren. That's if you don't believe in reincarnation. Do it for yourself also, when you know that you're going to be back here. What land do you want to come back to? A land that recognizes the oneness of all and starts to share the resources that we have globally, because there's enough for everyone, starts to share all of the information that we have? Or do you want to come to a world that says, okay, this is for the haves and this is for the have-nots? Because, you know, there is a reason that we are in the world that we're in now, and we are right here right now in a world of the haves, because the majority of the world is in the have-nots. It's our opportunity to start to change the world on their behalf and on everyone's behalf, so that we can start to live without the illusions of lack and limitation, which gets in the middle of all of the problems that we create in our world in each new day.
Isn't that a true statement? It's sad but true. And we do. We are the creators of the things that do happen. There's a lot of people. And really what what I'm hearing with you, Brian, is, pardon me, you know, it's the allergy hay fever season here. The things that I've noticed with people is that at this point in the juncture of where we're at, many people are in the space of awakening to that awareness, of being in that state of awareness. But it's also about taking responsibility, just like, you know, you use the term the baseball bat. You know, you finally, after so many years, you finally just said, okay, so I call that a surrender. Okay, let me listen. What is it you really want me to do? And you're thinking, if I just do this, it'll go away.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not going to, creator, whatever, is not going to bother me anymore. I will have fulfilled whatever I said I was going to do. And then I can move on with my quote-unquote life. But it's way beyond that. I mean, it's about literally raising our own vibrations, taking responsibility for the knowledge, the information that we're given as individuals, becoming aware of that and taking responsibility by saying, you know what, this is the way that it is. I now have time, because really, if I don't do it, who will?
That's exactly right.
If I don't do it, who's gonna do it? And so there's many people out there now taking the responsibility, and they're saying, if I don't do it, who will? The wealth of information, the wealth of, and I call this, you know, the grand cosmic information that's that's being given to people, and people are actually taking responsibility about it and sharing it, much like you are here with this universal flag. It's a phenomenal thing that's taking place in the here and the now. Phenomenal.
It's happening in the here and the now. The one thing that surprised me on my journey so far is that there are a number of communities out there that are gathering in the name of peace and in the name of creation of oneness. The universal flag connects the dots between all of the teachers, all of the students, all of the groups, everyone, everywhere. There is a reluctancy on the part of many groups to join in because they want more members to come to their group. And that's another thing that we have to put down as a world, as a society, as groups of people. We have to put down our illusion that we want everyone to join our group, that we have the right way. We have to start honoring all groups for that which they bring forth, especially from, you know, their core beliefs. Because at the base of all religious philosophy, at their core beliefs, it's all the same.
It is. It truly is. It is. This has just been an absolutely fabulous time with you. I think I could just sit here and talk to you forever about, well, not maybe forever, but a lot of different things. And before we run out of time, though, I would like for you to share people again with your website and any other messages that you might want to leave with the audience today.
Well, our website, you can visit us at www.universalflag.org. If you want to write me directly, you can write me at Brian, B-R-I-A-N, at universalflag.com. We have a 501c3 nonprofit foundation that we set up. And, you know, just the other day we got in a check for $800 from Norway. A group in Norway, and there are groups around the world that are really tuned into peace and to oneness and to spreading that truth. And it's one of the things that's really been a blessing to see literally thousands of groups around our world that are all working towards the same end that we are, to create peace in our world and to create the knowledge of who we are and start to accept people with unconditional love, recognizing that extension of us in each other. The one thought that I would like to leave everyone with is that this is your flag. This is your symbol. Take it out. Get a hold of it. Spread this information. Share this website. Join our newsletter and get it out to everyone you know. Have them get it out to everyone they know so that we can start to spread the awareness in your community, in your town, in your village, because it is your opportunity to spread your symbol. There's no longer an excuse to say, why me?
For 58 years, Fate has provided true reports of the strange and unknown. Fate is a factual magazine containing articles by experts in all walks of life and by others just like you who have something dramatic, significant, and truthful to say. Keep up with the latest on all aspects of the paranormal, angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, and much, much more. To receive your free Fate magazine, Call now, 800-728-2730, or visit our website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730, or www.fatemag.com. What are you waiting for? Your fate waits.
More than talk, it's entertaining insight and discoveries. You're listening to Journeys with Rebecca.
And now, the Up All Night Radio Theater presents the Halloween special, Rebecca's Scary Adventure, starring Rebecca Jernigan and the Mac and Travis Players. Halloween 2006. It had just turned midnight on a dark country road when Rebecca's car broke down.
I can't believe this. Of all the places to break down. Well, guess I'm just going to have to call AAA. Guess there's no signal. Well, maybe there's a farmhouse nearby. Nothing like going for a walk on a Halloween night. Gee, maybe I'll run into a ghost. Oh, no, rain. Well, looks like this house will have to do. Hope someone's home. I think. Ooh, kind of spooky. Hello? Anyone home?
Girlie? What are you doing? Trick-or-treating or something?
No. My car broke down, and I was hoping I could use your phone.
Well, girlie, my phone hasn't worked for over 50 years. I didn't want to call anyway. Why don't you come on in? Get out of the rain there. You want me to take your coat there, girlie?
No, that's okay. I'm okay. I'll just sit here.
All right there, girlie. My name's Roger Duke. I've been living here over 50 years. Kind of a dark, gloomy place, isn't it? Hey, you say your car broke down, huh? Well, I guess I could run over to Miss Ellie's house and call the police for you. That's the least I could do, I guess, girlie.
Couldn't you just drive me into town?
I don't drive people anywhere. Besides, the bridge to town is washed out. So I'll just go over to Miss Ellie's there. I'll call the police from there. You stay here. Now, just don't be snooping around. I don't like snoops.
God, what a weirdo. Looks like he hasn't cleaned it over 50 years. You know, you'd think one of these light switches would work. Oh. Oh, what's that? I'll answer it. Worst it could be is a vampire.
Papa John's Pizza Delivery.
Order a pizza. You know? Maybe Mr. Duke did.
Is your name Rebecca?
Yeah.
Well, this pizza here has been prepaid and it's for you, so here you go, ma'am. Have a great day.
Now that was weird. How did he know my name? Oh well, it's food. My favorite. No Italian sausage. What was that? Hello? Ooh, I'm not liking this at all. Ah! You have about scared me to death. Who are you?
My name is Yvette. I am the housekeeper.
Oh my god, you almost gave me a heart attack.
Oh, I see you have a pizza.
Somehow, I don't know how. Want some?
I am not allowed. Mr. Duke wouldn't like it.
Well, he's gone. He went to call the police.
He is never gone. I need to get back to work. He will be mad if...
If what? Yvette? Yvette? Wow. This just gets spookier and spookier. Ah! Oh! Oh, kitty. Oh, I'm sorry I stepped on you. I thought the old man said the phone hasn't worked for 50 years. Seems like it's working now. Now it's dead for sure.
Police.
Oh, finally. Coming.
Hello, ma'am. My name is Sergeant O'Reilly. I'm with the state police.
Oh, thank goodness.
I saw your car parked down the road. Thought you might have walked here. It's not a good night to be out, you know.
Yes, I know. Mr. Dukin went to call you.
Are you sure? Mr. Roger Duke.
Well, yes. That's what he said his name was.
Well, Mr. Duke died about 10 years ago.
What? There's got to be a mistake. Oh, the housekeeper. You bet. She can prove it. Just a second. I'll go get her.
Now, about 10 years ago, Mr. Duke killed his housekeeper, Yvette. He cut her throat with a pizza slicer of all things.
What? A pizza slicer? Oh, how weird. There's got to be a bad dream.
Well, it's okay, ma'am. I'll drive you down to the motel. It's the only one for miles, but you'll be able to spend the night there.
Oh, that'll be so nice.
Maybe you've heard of it. The Bates Motel?
The Bates Motel.
Good evening.
This has been a presentation of the Journeys with Rebecca Radio Show and the Up All Night Radio Theater. Be safe, and hopefully your car won't break down on a dark country road tonight. Happy Halloween. Fate Magazine, providing true reports of the strange and unknown. Keep up with the latest on angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, life after death, and much, much more. To receive your free issue of Fate Magazine, call now, 800-728-2730, or visit our website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730, or www.fatemag.com. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
Prepare yourself for a journey of discovery and the answers that you've been looking for with the universe. Universal Learning Series, a set of principles for discovering your true self. Explore your past, your present, and your future. Read Your Never-Ending Life, Book 1 of the Universal Learning Series by author Sam DeAndre. Go to universallearningseries.com.
Are you looking for a low-cost way to drink the purest water possible? We know that many of you are concerned about the purity of the water you drink, and having a good source of pure water is vitally important. We've discovered a new gravity water filtration system, the Our Garden Pure Water System. Now, here are some of the features that make this product unique. Multi-layers of filtration, a ceramic pre-filter, activated carbon filter, a mineral bead layer, as well as natural conditioning through mineral stones, and the final stage, magnetic restructuring. An excellent water system at a great price. This remarkable water purifier is all you'll ever need to produce great-tasting water free of harmful contaminants, all 100% risk-free. Experience the pleasure of great-tasting water or your water system today. www.perfectlyorganic.net. That's perfectlyorganic.net.
A psychic that you can believe in, trust in, someone who will listen to you, find out your needs, then provide you with real answers, useful information that can actually make a difference. Rebecca Jernigan. Call and schedule your private consultation from a truly gifted psychic and clairvoyant, Rebecca Jernigan. Call 888-958-2768. That's 888-958-2768. Or find out more at www.journeyswithrebecca.com.
Close your eyes and imagine you're beside a pure mountain stream, the water cascading over the stones. A paradise like this isn't easy to come by, but it does still exist. Because the Nature Conservancy works locally with people like you to save precious places around the world forever. That way, closing your eyes will never be the only way to get there. I'm Paul Newman. Help save the last great places.
Visit the Nature Conservancy at nature.org. Nature.org.
Talk with an intuitive touch. Journeys with Rebecca.
All right, and what a great guest I had today, Brian McClure, and his website address is universalflag.org. And, of course, you know you can reach that from my website, journeyswithrebecca.com. And please be sure to check out the sponsors of Journeys. That's Fate Magazine, published continuously since 1948, fatemag.com, and, of course, for the best supplements ever, perfectlyorganic.net, and Sandy Andrew, universallearningseries.com. And to all of the affiliates that you'll find their banner links throughout the website on Journeys, you can support Journeys with Rebecca by supporting our sponsors and affiliates. Okay, now, under the Journeys News section, you're going to find all the latest news and events. Now, in October, that's actually October 30th, I will be at the Learning Annex on the Paranormal 411 panel. So click on that link for more information to this really cool event. And, of course, if you can join me there along with the other members of this Q&A panel, that would be just totally awesome. Now, in the weeks to come, some of my upcoming guests. A man that really needs no introduction, David Icke, will be here. And then we have Brad Steiger in his latest book, Shadow World. We are having some really interesting people, Purana and Susan Baer, on meditation. Now, this is really great stuff. So all this information to take your own personal meditations to the next level is going to be shared by these two people. And don't forget to join me on my live show on Saturday from 8 to 9 p.m. Central Time. So, until we meet again, where will your life's journey lead you? Many blessings and good night.